The sign outside of a Baptist church read, "Honk if you love Jesus. Text while driving if you want to meet him." Another one read, using well-known song lyrics, "The fact that there is a highway to hell and only a stairway to heaven says a lot about anticipated traffic numbers." We all know that roads are a perilous and dangerous place. They're also a place in which slow traffic and the foolish driving of others can produce impressive amounts of rage within us. Over 80% of people in one study report significant road rage within the last year. For some of us, that's within the last day or two. So have we ever considered driving on the road as a metaphor for the spiritual life? Unlike some of the images the scripture used to describe our spiritual life, which may lack some relevance for us if we don't engage in those activities, such as tending a vineyard or pasturing sheep, which I'm not sure how many of us do on a routine basis. John the Baptist, quoting Isaiah today, uses an image that I think we all have experience with. He calls us to make straight a highway for God. We all have experience on the roads. I'm presuming that's how most of us got here today. We all know the annoyances of traffic congestion and the impact that bad drivers have on our experience of the roads. So here's the question. When God looks at our heart, does he see a traffic jam or a construction zone? From God's point of view, does our heart look like Bancroft Road did for the last 4 years? Or does it look like Secor Road about 5 p.m. every day around Central Avenue? Meaning, is there a ton of congestion, a ton of clutter, a ton of things that block God's easy access to our deepest core? Are there sins and vices that block the way for God? Or even good things which we are addicted to or which have an unnecessary hold on us? John the Baptist is proposing this question. Are there things in our life that prove to be obstacles to God's entry? Because here's what we know about God. God respects human freedom. God is not going to take a tanker to simply plow through traffic and forcefully remove all the congestion. God respects us too much for that. When I was preaching on a similar concept last year, a gentleman came up to me after Mass and said, "Father, I like the image of God driving a tanker through traffic." And I simply said to him, "Well, that's why you're not God." I like to think of God more like the motorcyclist who weaves in and out of the small crevices and cracks in between traffic. We've all seen that motorcyclist. We get very mad at them because they get by things much easier than us. But God prefers, and we would profit from, clearing more space for God than simply the small cracks that the motorcyclist can fit through. God needs full access. God needs to be treated in our heart like we treat the ambulance on the road, clearing the entire pathway. Of course, making straight the highway of our hearts for God is not just beneficial to us, but it is in fact necessary to make driving on the road easier for everyone else. Again, we know this from our experience on the roads. When another driver doesn't follow the traffic laws, drives recklessly, is texting and driving, or my personal pet peeve, is cruising or driving slow in the left lane on the highway. In fact, if I were ever president of the United States, my first order of business would be an executive order that says that anyone who drives slow and cruises in the left lane would be in prison for life. Immediately. Very pressing. You probably know now what evokes my road rage. But I digress. All these actions of others on the roads make our driving more difficult. Similarly, our lack of attention to detail in our own hearts and our negligence in cultivating love of God and neighbor has real implications for other people. In that sense, there is no such thing as private sin or as a person living on an island. We all drive on the same road together. Dr. John Wood is a Catholic author and speaker in our diocese. And in his book, Ordinary Lives, Extraordinary Mission, he uses the image of the spiritual life as a road. And he suggests that God has provided what we need to drive on this road successfully. Here's his list. Baptism as the on-ramp. Confirmation as the driver's license. The Eucharist as fuel for the car. Confession as the car wash. The angels as seatbelts, the Bible as the roadmap, Mary as the GPS, and the saints as those wonderful signs of recognition as you drive into a small town. That's Dr. Wood's list. Maybe make your own list, considering what spiritual advantages God has given you as you drive on the highway of your life. So friends, I think the call from John the Baptist and Isaiah today is to step back and make a traffic report of our hearts. If the 6 o'clock news tonight did a special traffic report on your heart, what would they say? Take account when doing so of the construction zones and the orange barrels. Take account of the areas where you might need stop signs. Take account of the good areas that need a green light. Take account of the one-way streets and whether that one way is good for you or not. Take account of the roundabouts and whether you are appropriately yielding enough to other people in your life. Take account of who is in the car with you and how their spiritual lives are impacted by yours. And take account of those on the road with you, reflecting on your need to be the best version of yourself, so that their driving experience is smooth. And friends, above all, when you see or hear any hint of God's presence, just like the blinking lights and sirens of the ambulance, get out of the way. Let's all strive to make our hearts smooth and clear highway for God.